They go to the left side again. Lemmy is waiting for the ball. The captain, he's not going to get it on this occasion because Edie takes contact. They're right on the line, our Bristol. How close are they to getting the levelling score here? They are millimetres from the line. On the left, Hampson throws it to the left. They pick and drive right to the line. They are over the line. And Bristol, right on half-time, have the levelling try at least. It's 5-7 in favour of Carnegie. The try was coming.
Ashton Gate, full silent. Morgan kicks it, Bristol win, Carnegie lose. He misses it, Carnegie win, Bristol lose. 5 metres from the left touchline. Yorkshire Carnegie fans, keep your fingers crossed here. Morgan hit the post from a similar angle a moment ago. Makes the strike, he's put it straight through. The final whistle goes and Yorkshire Carnegie 29 points to 28 as the full-time whistle is blown, and the body language from every Carnegie player who sinks to their knees sums it all up. They thought they had done it, they thought they'd pulled off the win that turns their season around, but in the last 2 minutes Bristol show why they're unbeaten to win the game by a solitary point. Carnegie take two. That is scarce consolation from what they deserve today, losing in the painfulest of ways against Bristol, 29 points to 28. Hooper offloads brilliantly to Matt Smith, back to Grimaldi, now Carnegie have an overlap. Graham into Lukoch to Beck. Beck has got Holmes outside him. Beck's going to knock off one, passes it to Holmes, who is going to complete his hat-trick in the corner, runs all the way around to score underneath the post. Another stunner from Carnegie, 6 tries in all. They have hammered fourth place Nottingham.